A group of rookies are bringing up the rear in the Iditarod this year. Most have day jobs and are making their way to Nome purely for the great adventure and for the love of their dogs. APRN's Annie Feit spent some time with them yesterday at Rainy Pass and has this story.
This is Nellie dog.
Lou Packer looks like your typical rugged Alaskan outdoorsman. He's tall and strong and even wearing an intimidating camo snowsuit. But then he starts cooing.
She's so sweet when you pet her, sometimes your fingers get sticky from the sugar. Sugar cookie dog. Hey, Hobbs. Hob dog. Here. Hobbs is part nincompoop. It's terrible.
On a normal weekday, Dr. Packer would be running an urgent care clinic in Wasilla. But on this day, he's adding up his multiple bruises and considering himself lucky to have made it this far. He says his wedding band used to be round, but is now oval-shaped after an especially bad crash.
You're going from one terrifying, instant, you know, to the next terrifying, heart-stopping, insane moment to the next. I mean, it's nonstop. It's one after another after, sometimes it's three or four at once.
Packer hasn't slept more than a few hours at a stretch since the race started, but that hasn't stopped him from being methodical about caring for his dogs. He's especially focused on making sure they're getting enough to eat and drink.
Here, put your microphone down there. Here. This is the dog food, is kibble, and that's tripe right there and water. So let's go feed these guys. Actually, we're watering. This is mostly water.
Packer is one of 14 rookie mushers still on the trail to Nome. They're taking vacation from their day jobs for the adventure of a lifetime. Kim Darst is a helicopter pilot from New Jersey. After bedding down her team, she takes a metal bucket over to a small water hole cut into frozen Puntilla Lake.
This might be the most exciting part.
Running the Iditarod is not cheap. Mushers can easily spend more than $20,000 on entry fees, supplies, gear, and transportation. Dar says she can't afford to do it again, and this is her one chance to make it to Nome. On the other hand, rookie Jen Seavey's future is probably full of Iditarods. The 22-year-old is the daughter-in-law of Seward mushing legend Mitch Seavey.
Put some boots on. All right, you ready to go mushing? Not so much.
Stevie says the trail has been remarkably uneventful. She's running a team of two-year-olds on their first trip away from home, and she has nothing but good things to say about their performance.
You know, I have two three-year-old leaders that are supposed to be like my adult chaperones to show the pups how it's done, and the pups are kind of showing them up, so that's pretty exciting.
Like a lot of rookies this far back, CV is taking things one checkpoint at a time. The biggest surprise for her is that she's having so much fun.
I don't know, I'm not tired, and I'm enjoying it and looking forward to each run. It's really cool.
Dr. Lou Packer also seems to be having fun. He says everything has been wonderful. The people, the checkpoints, and even the trail in its own sometimes frightening way. But he reserves special praise for his dogs.
You know, each one has its own unique personality. Each one is your buddy. Each one holds your success or failure in their paws. And each one your life depends upon.
No one has ever died running the Iditarod, but Packer jokes his wife is convinced he's going to be the first musher to earn that dubious honor. He hands me a slip of paper with her phone number and asks me to pass along the message that he's doing great. Then he looks down and frowns at his overstuffed sled.
Okay, sled's all packed. All we gotta do is booty and beat it.
Packer says he has a classic rookie bulge on top of his sled with a lot of unnecessary gear packed in. But he also says he's intent on surviving this treacherous experience, and you never know when some of that extra stuff might come in handy. In Rainy Pass, I'm Annie Feit.